This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, welcome back. This is The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. Football season is almost here. We're getting into practice beginning this week, or official practice. I mean, I never know when these guys are working out, practicing, whatever, but like the official fall camp begins later this week, including for those UNC Bears. Folks are chomping at the bit to see what Coach McCaffrey's crew can do. And one of the reasons we're pretty excited is about this young man here, defensive star linebacker R.J. Potts, transfer from Cincinnati. R.J., my friend, it's been a long time coming. Been chatting with you online a bit. Excited to get you on the show today.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
Glad to be on the show, man.
I'm doing good, man. I'm excited for practice to start up, and we can, because it just feels like forever getting a chance to see what Coach McCaffrey's crew can do. And I know, folks, when we heard the announcement of you transferring over to UNC, just pumped on the defensive side of the ball.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. We're excited to play, man.
Well, how was Big Sky Conference Media Days? I didn't get a chance to go out there. What was that like for you? I know you were there, of course, with Dylan McCaffrey as well. What was that like, just kind of getting that buildup after, of course, the year that was last year, and we're kind of getting into this sense of normalcy preparing for the season? Was that had to be kind of exciting, right?
Yeah, the Big Sky Media Day was fun, man. You know, seeing the guys, seeing the opponents who were going to play, seeing the other players, talking to them a little bit. It was a fun experience.
All right, so you got to tell me this. I'm watching a bunch of clips of you and Dylan, and Dylan was asked about like what he likes to warm up to, and he said something about just putting wolves howling in the background on loopback. Is that a real story? What did you make of that?
Hey man, that's what he does to warm up. That's what he does, man.
All right, so what do you do to warm up, man? Are you doing like dolphin noises, or is it actual music like most people?
Nah, man, I just play music, man. It don't take me too much to get fired up, man, but I just listen to music. No crazy routine, nothing crazy.
Just kind of like what? How many minutes before warm? Like, how long are you listening to music before you take it off and then you're starting to communicate with the teammates and everything? What's that like for you?
Oh, that's right before kickoff, man. I'm going to be in the zone. I'm listening to music all day.
What are you listening? What are you listening? Not, I mean, I'm a little bit older than you, so I may not know, but what are you listening to?
It could be anything. It goes from rap, R&B, anything, man.
Are you getting some rock in there occasionally? I mean, is there going to be some a little ACD pumping in there once in a while?
Nah, not for me, man. Not for me.
See, I'm old, man. I'm telling you. I ask you about the old stuff for sure. R.J. Potts joining us, linebacker for the University of Northern Colorado, transfer from Cincinnati, of course, was a four-star recruit. R.J., talk to us a little bit about your decision to transfer. What went into all of that? Of course, there's a lot of buzz around Coach Ed McCaffrey. We know what he did as a Denver Bronco, what his family has done in both college and now Christian in the NFL. What was it that really completed that decision to come here to Greeley?
Man, just talking on the phone with Ed McCaffrey, man, it sounds like a great guy. He was hungry to win, and it just seemed like the right fit for me.
What are again? We're getting into the tough practices coming up, starting later this week. But spring ball, all that stuff, workouts. What is it like with Coach McCaffrey? We've talked to him on the phone here, of course, and he's obviously you get football from him. He's one of the really nicest guys I've met. But that probably changes a little bit when it comes to the football field as far as practice.
Nah, man, he's really the same guy, man. He's just a real cool, laid-back coach. He's a player's coach. I mean, anything you ask or need, I mean, he's there to help you. He's really the same owner. He's really the same guy all around, man.
What was it, that conversation, too, that you talked about where you said, hey, when I just talked to Ed McCaffrey, did the name have much to do with it, or was it really the conversation? Because football guys throughout the country know the name McCaffrey. Did the name appeal to you at first, or was it, no, this is purely a football decision?
To be honest, I had no idea who Ed was. my dad knew who he was. My dad is the one. He like told me, but my dad knew who he was, but I had no clue. So I really had no idea who Ed McCaffrey was.
It's funny because in his opening press conference here in Greeley, he said, "I don't think that's going to be much of a recruiting tool for me because none of these guys know who the heck I am." So there you go, man. You're proving the point.
Yeah, I had no idea who he was until like after I got on the phone, and then we kind of talked. But other than that, I didn't really know.
Of course, your dad Roosevelt played in the NFL, played for the Colts, played for the Dolphins, the Ravens as a running back. What's that like for you, having a dad that, you know, played at the highest possible level?
It's fun, man. You know, just every day, every time, talking to my dad, he's always football hungry, man, always talking about football. There's never a day when he's not talking about it, but I mean, it kind of gets repetitive, but I mean, that's just how it is.
Well, him being an offensive guy too, or at least a running back when it came to the NFL, and then you being a defensive guy, you know, I know even the safety position you can do too, but that linebacker spot, is that extra helpful for you as opposed to if he was just another linebacker, you're getting the offensive side of the ball from him?
Yeah, I'm getting both sides. I mean, he play off. He's telling me, like, we'll watch a game of football. He's telling me on the offensive side, what they're looking at the defense. So, I mean, it's a benefit, him playing the offensive side and me playing the defense. So he's always telling me, like, what's going to happen. He always can predict a play based on the formation and stuff like that.
Is that extra pressure for you to, you know, even if just your college career, to be the best you possibly can be, and then, of course, your sights set on bigger things outside of the college football scene, does that add extra pressure, or is it one of those where you guys just have these great conversations about football, but you don't feel the extra added pressure?
Oh, no, there's never no extra added pressure. I mean, it is what it is. I've never been the type to feel pressured, that's just how it is, plan to be.
We're talking to R.J. Potts, linebacker for the University of Northern Colorado. The Bears get set to start fall camp this week. And I wanted to ask you, too, as far as, you know, you see you're at the Big Sky Media Day. So then, naturally, we start to get the polls coming out, the coaches' poll, the media's poll. I think the media poll had the Bears finish second to last. The coaches' poll had them in last place. Coach McCaffrey spoke about that and said, hey, nobody knows what we're about. So I don't really fault them for picking us there. Because the last time the Bears play, we were losing football games. What do you think of that? Do you pay attention to that? Do you and the guys talk about that?
Nah, man, we don't worry about that too much. I mean, we're just worried about us. I mean, we can only control what we can control. So, I mean, we're just worried about us, and that's pretty much it.
On the defensive side of the ball, what can we expect? Again, fans are chomping at the bit. They want to learn about this team. We know 2020, we didn't get to see the Bears in action. But from your experience with this group now and learning more and more from Coach McCaffrey and this coaching staff, can you give us a little hint? What's this defense going to be like? What are the specialties we're going to be seeing?
Man, you're going to see a lot of guys that's hungry to play, man. A lot of guys is just running around trying to hit, man, trying to take somebody's head off. We're real hungry to play. So you can expect that from the Bears. It's a lot of hard players running to the ball, playing to the whistle.
Do you guys talk about the much of the history of the Bears too? Because again, football around here hasn't been I'll just be honest. People haven't been excited about it because of the losing records and just the way things went throughout the course of the season. There is a sense of new life brought to this UNC Bears football team. Do you guys talk about that and say, man, we have a chance to do something really cool here, and that's revive a program that's, for lack of a better term, been nearly dead the last 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna always pop up here and there, but we don't really focus on that much, man. Whole new coach staff, whole new bunch of new players, a bunch of transfers. So we're just ready to turn this thing around. We're not really too much worried about the past.
R.J. Potts joining us, linebacker for the University of Northern Colorado Bears. What's your relationship like with Dylan McCaffrey?
Man, it's great, man. I mean, him getting here, watching him. I mean, the first day I watched him come out there, player ran practices and just lead the offense. I mean, he's just a great player, man. Great guy. He's really going to be a great leader for us.
Well, and you two were the big names. I mean, there's a lot of big names, transfers and just signees and guys that Coach McCaffrey and crew picked up. But your name, of course, and Dylan McCaffrey's name, those were the big gets here. And rightfully so, you were speaking at the Big Sky Media Day. So I know that's cool for you guys to have a tight relationship, too. And maybe he'll get you convinced to do the wolf listening thing, man, and you can tune in and catch that at some point. Before we let you go, man, what do you like to do outside of football? I know that we're getting ready to get knee-deep into that, so you're going to have to get in whatever. But what else, man? You video game guy, movie guy? What else do you do for fun outside of football?
Man, I play the game, watch movies. Man, that's pretty much it, man. I mean, I'm into fashion, stuff like that, but nothing too crazy, man. Like to eat.
Yeah, I mean, me and you both. But you at least, you know, you can still look good packing on the food. I eat badly, and I'm hurting for a few weeks. Do you play Madden? How about that? Is Madden one of the games?
Oh, of course, man. I got to play some Madden.
All right. What do you do? Do you play the Mutt, the MUT stuff? Do you play by yourself? Do you just play random games online? What's it like for you?
I play all the above, man. I play a little bit of Mutt. Most of the games I probably play online, a little quick match, or I play some friends and teammates.
What do you think of this game? You have any official review? Because Madden's been tough for me, man. It's like every year, it's almost the same thing. They just make a slight little tweak, but I'm hoping some new stuff happens when the new one comes out this month.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I'm hoping something new. It's always no major tweaks, just something here and there, agility or something crazy, but hopefully they update it, make it more better.
Which team are you playing as?
I play with the Ravens, man.
Nice. Well, obviously. I mean, that's what I was going to ask next, actually, who your favorite NFL team was, because your dad played on a few different NFL teams, but it sounds like it's the Ravens, huh?
Yeah, it's the Ravens for sure.
Well, and Ravens might be in the mix this year, too, man. I mean, you look at Lamar Jackson and company, this could be, I'm looking at the Ravens being at least, already at this point, top five, maybe even higher than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun, man. RJ, appreciate you as always, my friend. And hey, let's hook up, play some Madden sometime. You teach me the ropes.
We could do that for sure, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, hey, let's try to do this throughout the season. Would love to follow along and keep updated. Good luck. September 3rd's coming up against those Colorado Buffaloes, and go get them, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, that's RJ Potts, linebacker from the University of Northern Colorado. 12:43 the time. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to see if we can catch up. We're going to transfer right over to Broncos. That's how we're going to do this thing all year, man. It's going to be Bears. It's going to be Broncos. It's going to be Rams. It's going to be Buffs. Football, football, football. It's August. It's time to rock and roll. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll take a short break. You're listening to, well, I guess you're listening to two different things, perhaps. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 FM and 1310 KFKA.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.